The first reading today, St. Paul begins by recounting some of the extraordinary things some of the saints have been able to do. And then he talks about the things that don't seem to be so impressive to us. They went about rejected, some were thrown in prison, they were in chains, they had all these things going on. Some of them had to wear sheepskin and goatskin because they didn't have any clothes. They lived in caves, they lived in the holes in the ground, lived wherever they could. And then he says something that is really amazing. Of whom the world was not worthy. Just exactly the opposite of how we would look at it on the natural level. We'd look at some of those kinds of people and say, what a bunch of losers. They're not worthy to be in the world. St. Paul says the world was not worthy of them. They are the holy ones. They are the saints. They are not the ones that, sadly, many people look up to. Because in the world, we fail to recognize what is really important. St. James talks about that same thing. Remember when he talks about how if somebody in shabby clothes comes into their meeting and they say, oh, you can sit over there someplace, but if somebody in fine clothes with rings and all kinds of things come in, oh, here, you sit over here, he said, haven't you made distinctions in your own mind? It may well be that the one that was dressed in shabby clothes was extraordinarily holy. Maybe the one who was dressed in all the fancy clothes was kind of a wretch. We don't know. But how often we look at it on the natural level and say, this is the important one, let's put this one in the place of honor. This one, what a loser. He can sit over on the footstool. God sees it just the opposite. And that's how we have to begin to look at things, to see things from a spiritual perspective, not a natural perspective. Obviously, that does not come naturally to us. So the only way we're going to see it is if we develop the spiritual life ourselves. And for a lot of us, depending on what it is that we struggle with, God is going to work with us in various ways. Certainly, as we hear in the gospel, he'll work on different areas of virtue within us. But depending on the areas of vice, he's going to take things away. Maybe we're going to wind up being the ones in this kind of situation or that. Maybe we're going to be the ones that one day will be in shabby clothes and so on. And then what? You see, if we base our judgment about people based on anything external, whether it's the clothing that they're wearing, whether it's the color of their skin, whether it's the language they speak, whether it's the country they came from, whatever it is, we've completely missed the person because we're not looking at what is internal but what is external. And there's a wonderful story, true story, of what happened out, it's actually out in California, but this woman dressed up as a pauper, looked like a bag lady. And she went, interestingly, to the Jesuits. And she knocked on their door, and she said, Father, I'd like to make a donation. And he looked at her and said, you know, why don't you go over to the Carmelites over there? You know, they're trying to build a convent, and, you know, so they could probably use the money. Just go over there. She went over to the Carmelites and knocked on the door and said, I'd like to make a donation, and they brought her in, and they sat her down, and they treated her with dignity. She opened her purse and gave them $1 million. The Jesuits looked at her on the outside and pushed her away. Carmelites looked at her on the inside, couldn't care less what she looked like on the outside. God blessed them abundantly in that way. They built their convent. So again, we just need to be so cautious. so careful about how we judge and what we do and how we do it and so on. Because as St. Paul tells us, that sometimes based on all that goes on, maybe we've even entertained angels without even knowing it. Because God will send an angel dressed as a shabby person or whatever it might be just to see how we handle it. Are we going to be charitable? Are we going to make judgments? Are we going to look beyond what we can see with the eyes of our body and look deep into the heart and the soul of the person, which can only happen with the eyes of the soul? We are called to be spiritual persons, and it's so easy to get caught in the surface. And so we need to really pray for that grace to go deeper, but then be prepared. Because if we're going to go deeper, God's going to help us to go deeper, meaning he's going to take away the things that keep us on the surface. So pray. Pray for that grace so that we can be stripped of whatever it is, and we can cooperate in being stripped of whatever's in the way. Because then we can see not as human beings do, but as God does. Not judging from what is on the outside, but from what is on the inside, the real truth of who this person truly is.